10 years ago, Sean Smith was fighting a war against a rival drug gang. To win, he introduced urban terrorism to the British underworld. Victims were firebombed with homemade napalm, attacked with grenades, and sprayed with machine guns. In retaliation, his enemies tried to blow Sean up in a car bomb. The biggest explosion on mainland Britain between the fall of the IRA and 7-7. Sean Smith was known as the Enforcer. Today, after 5 years in prison, he's trying to modify those skills by working as a debt collector in the straight-going economy. Often, Sean's debts fall into the grey area between the legit economy and the underworld. September the 1st, 1939. German troops thrust deep into Poland to win a swift and absolute victory. Merely 20 years earlier, their forefathers had also been on the march. But back into their homeland, there's a defeated army. In November 1918, after 4 years of World War I, Germany's Emperor, Kaiser Wilhelm II, had been forced to abdicate. His armies were being ground down by a remorseless offensive by British, French, and US troops. His people faced starvation, but already a dangerous myth was taking root. The German generals and troops claimed that they hadn't been defeated in battle, but betrayed by their own cowardly politicians.
The London Palladium. The theatre had become an obsession with me one Saturday soon after VE Day. There was a bomb site on the corner of Tower Bridge Road. It had been there for years, ignored like all the other scars of the Blitz. But that day, there was a hive of activity around it. I sat on a nearby parapet and watched as a huge structure went up. It was a frame to hold a billboard, and once the banging had stopped, they pasted onto it an enormous multicoloured poster announcing the London Palladium, ace variety theatre of the world. And topping the bill was Tommy Trinder, a legendary comedian with the catchphrase, "You lucky people." But I've never heard of the other acts, like the great Pellini, he fills the stage with flags, or Igor Gridniff, the ladder man, or Elizabeth and Collins, death on a tightrope. From then on, every Saturday morning, I sat at the corner waiting for the poster to be changed and imagining what the acts would do on the stage.